and Call Me in the Morning by Atimi, Part 2, read by CM.
You know, I'm still waiting for the I told you so.
Danielle shrugged and took a bite of her pasta. I'll give you a pass this time, she said easily. Call it a rite of passage. Everyone needs to have at least one awkward night with Murray. You're just lucky that you were smart enough not to fuck him.
I ended up trying to catch a runaway goldfish with a shower cap, Jensen said, settling back on the bench outside the hospital. It wasn't exactly a successful evening.
Hey, it's all relative, she said, waving her hand and sending a piece of pasta flying off her fork into the grass as she did so. You got Jared and Chad to wear women's underwear all day, so I definitely count that as a win.
Jensen dug into his lunch as he said in disbelief, I still can't believe they agreed to that.
The best way to get Chad to do something is to present it as a challenge to his masculinity, she advised. Like, you can prefix any task with, I bet you're not man enough to, and Chad will do it just to prove you're wrong. A couple of years back, he spent his whole lunch break cleaning my car because I told him I didn't think he'd do it. I mean, he figured it out in the end, but he's still a gullible fucker.
Jensen laughed, enjoying the thought of Chad on car washing detail, but then asked curiously, What about Jared? Why did he agree?
Jared's more complicated than Chad, Danielle said, which isn't saying much, but whatever. You've seen Jared's hair, so you know that threats to his masculinity aren't going to have any effect, but he'll usually do dumbass shit to impress guys or to kick Chad's ass. She took another bite of food. Oh yeah, and for treats. Candy is a surprisingly good motivator.
I'll keep that in mind.
Jensen took another bite of pasta and failed to sound remotely casual as he asked around a mouth of meatball.
Is Jared like Chad? You know, with the whole sex thing?
Danielle pursed her lips and thought for a second. Well, I've never seen Jared checking out farm animals, so I'd say he's different enough. She relaxed into a smile and teased. Why? You interested? I know it might not seem like it so far, but Jared's a good guy. Pretty much the whole hospital is in love with him, though, so you got competition.
Jensen rubbed the back of his neck and abandoned his pretense of being casual. Is he single?
Broke up with his boyfriend 2 months ago, she said with a grin. Get it while it's hot, Ackles.
Funny, he retorted.
He prodded his meatball with his fork as he said, It's not like I'm in a relationship place right now anyway. Living out of your car isn't really a sign of good life planning.
Having finished her food, Danielle leaned over to steal one of Jensen's meatballs, but mustered up some sympathy as she asked,
You don't have a place yet?
The Badgers are claiming squatter's rights, Jensen said morosely, skewering the meatball and bringing it to his mouth. I'll find a motel for tonight and start looking for a new place as soon as I can.
Or you could move in with me.
Jensen promptly choked on his meatball.
Shit.
Kneeling up, Danielle slapped him on the back until Jensen coughed hard enough to spit it out. You okay?
On the scale of embarrassing things to happen in front of a coworker, Jensen decided that spitting out his food was preferable to asphyxiation by meatball and wiped his mouth before he nodded.
Thanks. You want me to move in with you?
Danielle looked at him with wide, hurt eyes.
You don't think we're soulmates?
She rolled her eyes before Jensen could start hyperventilating and said, Hey, it's not compulsory, and there are no strings attached. I used to live with Genevieve, but she moved in with Katie last weekend, and so I'm looking for a new roommate. The spot's yours if you want it.
Stunned, Jensen scrubbed a hand across his face. Not that I'm complaining, but why me? We only met yesterday.
Danielle shrugged. You're the only person I know who needs a room right now, and this saves me from searching for a roommate someplace else. I don't want to push you into it, though. You can come check out the room after work, and talk about the details then if you want.
I promise not to pull a Chad and hit on you like a creepy fucker. Man, I was so looking forward to that.
Smirking, Danielle leaned in close, lowered her voice, and murmured softly into his ear.
Baby, if you were a chicken, you'd be impeccable.
Jensen's reaction was somewhere between a chuckle and a cringe, but he smiled when Danielle pushed herself to her feet, stealing a final forkful of Jensen's plate before saying, So, I should probably go take care of sick children instead of practicing my awesome pickup lines. If you could not choke on your food when I'm not here to save you, that'd be great.
Jensen saluted. I'll do my best. See you tonight.
See you tonight, she said with a wink. Maybe I'll let you come up and see my etchings.
He groaned as she walked away. Go look after sick kids.
Is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I can totally see myself in your pants.
Go.
Baby, I'm an astronaut and my next mission is headed to...
Please leave.
Laughing, Danielle disappeared back inside the hospital as a shadow fell across Jensen's lap and he glanced up to see Jake looking at him in confusion.
I don't get it. Where's her next mission headed to? Stripping off his scrub top, Jared tossed it into the corner with the rest of the laundry and rested his towel over his shoulder as he started to untie the drawstring of his pants. Chad's off-key rendition of Livin' on a Prayer rose above the noise of the showers, and Jared found himself humming along to what passed for the tune as he finally got the knot out of the drawstring.
Oh, shit.
Whirling around, Jared grabbed his pants to hold them up, but smiled when he saw Jensen standing in the doorway with a hand over his eyes.
Sorry, man, I didn't... It's okay, I'm decent, Jared reassured. You can look, dude.
Jensen peeked through his fingers before lowering his hand back down to his side. Jared felt a little thrill of happiness go through him when Jensen's eyes lingered on his bare chest for a few extra seconds of appreciative staring, but he frowned when Jensen dropped his gaze lower and asked,
Wow, you're still wearing those?
Glancing down to where the peach-colored panties were visible above the top of his scrub pants, Jared shrugged.
What, you thought I was going to pussy out of a bet?
Jensen laughed, walking further into the locker room to hang up his towel and scrub cap.
No, I just thought you wouldn't be down with wearing women's underwear for the whole day. It's like an apology, though, right? The panties are proof that I'm really sorry for betting on whether Chad would score with you.
He was relieved to see Jensen smile as he leaned against the wall.
Apology accepted. Damn, I was hoping forgiveness would wait till tomorrow, he teased. These things are kind of comfortable.
Jensen laughed, looking tired but at ease, and Jared tied a loose bow to keep his pants up as he asked sincerely,
Are we good? I know we started off on the wrong foot, what with the hobo thing and the bet thing and the me and Chad being jackasses thing, but I'm really glad to have you here. I don't want you to go running back to wherever you transferred from because you think this whole place is full of douchebags. St. Mark's is like 5% douchebags, 90% nice and normal, and 10% awesome. That's 105%.
If Jared had been more like Chad, he would have made a crack about how Jensen was pretty and smart, but he settled for a self-deprecating shrug.
Hey, I've been wearing women's panties for the last 10 hours. You can't expect statistical accuracy when my dick is in a little silk cocoon.
Jensen wrinkled his nose, but laughed anyways.
Thanks for that mental picture, but yeah, we're good, man. You can't get rid of me that easily.
Good to know, Jared said.
Hey, you got somewhere to stay yet? Did the Badgers move out of your house? The Badgers are staying put, Jensen said. I guess it's a good thing. At least this way I won't have to move in and have horrible visions of badger sex every time I go into a room. Visions? Did they die there or something? Not yet.
Jensen scrunched up his nose in weirdly adorable disgust.
God, please don't add necrophilia to the mix. Sex with alive badgers is traumatic enough.
Speaking from experience there, dude? Jared couldn't move away in time to avoid the punch Jensen landed on his upper arm, but he was pleased when he saw Jensen wet his lips as he stared at his biceps. Jared moved to lean against the wall beside him, casually flexing a little as he did so, and folded his arms across his chest as he asked,
So where are you living now that you got evicted by badgers? I don't know yet, Jensen admitted. I was going to rent a motel room for a few nights until I found somewhere, but Danielle said she's looking for a roommate. I'm going to go check her place out as soon as I'm done here.
Despite being disappointed that he couldn't invite Jensen to stay with him, Jared was nevertheless relieved that there was a 0% chance of Jensen hooking up with his roommate before Jared could be charming and attractive enough to ask him out on a date.
Oh, cool, that's great. Danielle's place is awesome, he said, trying for genuine enthusiasm but coming out somewhere closer to awkward insincerity. I guess you're going to her party this weekend.
Jensen frowned, and Jared kept talking, not sure why he was frowning, but wanting to make him happy and pretty and relaxed again.
It's not a big deal or anything. It was supposed to be a party for Genevieve and Katie moving in together, but Katie didn't want their whole building to hate them for throwing a loud-ass party the first weekend, so Danielle's having it at her place. And why are you still looking at me like that?
Jensen's expression relaxed, and he held his hands up.
Sorry, I didn't know about that yet.
Jared smiled and nudged him with his shoulder.
You should definitely move in. At least then we can have a real moving-in party instead of a weird-ass moving-out party.
Chuckling, Jensen rested his head back against the wall and looked up at Jared.
I'll bear that in mind.
Watching the way Jensen absently licked his lips, Jared did his best not to think about how easy it would be to lean down and kiss him. And for the first time in his life, he was grateful for Chad's yelled interruption.
Is that Ackles out there?
Hello to you too, Murray, Jensen called back.
The shower shut off, and Jared heard some hurried movements inside the stall as Chad said,
We need you to settle this bet for us, Ackles. Who looks better, Padalecki or me?
The last question was punctuated by the slam of the shower door as Chad stepped out into the room with a flourish.
Holy!
Jensen's eyes went wide, and Jared tried to contain his snort of laughter at the sight of Chad standing there with his hands on his hips, still wet from the shower, and clad only in the tight blue panties which left absolutely nothing to the imagination.
"Fuck, dude," Jared said, tossing a towel in Chad's direction. "Put some fucking clothes on, asshole. I don't need to see that shit."
Chad beamed at Jensen unfazed. "I totally win, right? I look way hotter in these than Padalecki does." He turned around and performed what could only be described as a butt shimmy in Jensen's direction. Jared did his best not to throw up, and then decided that he and Jensen were clearly meant to be, when he saw that Jensen was trying not to throw up either. Chad turned back around and said with a cheerful grin, "I can always show you more if you want."
"Oh, God, no," Jensen said, covering his eyes and reaching blindly for his towel.
Jared placed it in his outstretched hand, and Jensen patted him on the shoulder in thanks.
"Jared wins the bet. Now please put some clothes on."
Jared raised his arms in triumph, and since Jensen's eyes were closed, did a happy little victory dance as Chad groused, "You both suck." Fortunately, he headed off to put more clothes on, and Jared leaned back against the wall to plan how he was going to spend his hard-earned $50. Thoughts of Chad and panties were still circling in his head like the traumatic version of cartoon birds, and as he watched Jensen head over to the showers, Jared found himself agreeing with Jensen's shell-shock reaction.
"Jesus, I feel like I'll never be clean again."
The rest of the week went by without any more major crises. On Wednesday, Jensen moved in with Daniil, watched Jared consume more noodles than he thought was humanly possible, got his ass kicked by Misha on some weird Malaysian computer game, and walked in on two different sets of people having sex in supply closets. Genevieve and Katie were suitably apologetic about the situation, but after Rosenbaum and Welling invited Jensen to join them, he learned that it was better to send interns to retrieve supplies from closets in the future. On Thursday, he inadvertently punched a clown, Sol Eldis from IT proposed to Beth from HR with help from a well-trained bunny rabbit, and ended up being a referee for Jared and Chad's attempts to dismantle a toaster with robots. Technically, Jared's robot was more successful at toaster destruction, but then it got set on fire by Chad's robot, and so the day ended in a tie. On Friday, Jensen finally met the chief of medicine for the first time. He then proceeded to get hit on by the not entirely unattractive chief, but before it could progress to an actual date invitation, he was dragged away by Jared on a medical emergency, which turned out to involve the vital and scientific debate on the best flavor of Pop-Tarts. Jared happened to have his arm around Jensen's shoulders for most of the rest of the day, but Jensen assumed that it was because he smelled good and was especially cuddly that day. And then on Friday night, Jensen got really, really drunk. As Jared had predicted, Genevieve's moving out party moved into a Jensen's moving in party with a stop off at Beth and Eldis's engagement party, and after four beers and more shots than he could count, Jensen wasn't really sure what they were celebrating, only that it was awesome and clearly worth celebrating. Shaking his hips in time to the Taylor Swift song blaring from Daniil's speakers, he linked arms with whoever was closest and skipped around in a circle in a way that he fully intended to deny if anyone remembered it in the morning. Seeing that his dance partner was not skipping with sufficient enthusiasm, he stumbled to a halt and then smiled when he saw that he was currently dancing with Chad.
"Hey, men."
He put on a serious face because this was a serious matter that required serious respect and attention.
"How's your goldfish?"
"He's good," Chad said, looking pleasantly drunk. "I think maybe I should get him a girlfriend, though." Jensen made a sympathetic noise. Dracula had a hard life.
"Is he lonely?"
"I don't know," Chad said sadly. "I can't really tell. He's a fish."
"Fish get lonely," Jensen said with conviction. "You should get him a ladyfish, or a manfish if he swings that way. Is he an LGBTMIT fish?"
He frowned, doubting the length of his acronym, but Chad answered before he could ponder further.
"I don't know, man. I think he's just a straight fish. I should get him a girl, though. I mean, I do what I can for him.
I feed him, and I clean out his tank, and I buy him a very majestic castle." Jensen nodded in agreement at the majesty of Dracula's sparkly castle.
"But he has needs, you know. Lady fish needs."
He wrinkled his brow in confusion. "Wait, how do fish fuck?" Jensen opened his mouth and then realized he didn't actually have an answer, and so settled for looking down at Chad's outfit, which consisted of jeans, an artful dress scarf, and a t-shirt with a silhouette of a wrench at the center of it. Amused, Jensen smiled dopily and patted his chest.
"He, tool."
Chad puffed his chest out and looked offended. "What the fuck?" Jensen stopped patting him and pointed at his shirt.
"Tool? You have a tool on your shirt, dude," said a voice from behind him. "It works kind of like a name tag."
Ignoring Chad's spluttered retort, Jensen turned around and beamed when he saw Jared standing there with a beer in his hand and a smile on his face. Jensen really liked Jared's smiley face. And his other faces, too. Jensen didn't want to discriminate.
Hi.
Jared laughed and rested his hand on Jensen's shoulder. He had nice hands.
Hi to you, too. You okay, man?
Jensen nodded too vehemently and then wobbled. Jared's smile didn't falter, but he wrapped his arm around Jensen's back as he said,
Come on, let's go sit down.
Jensen let Jared lead him across the room to the couch, and when Jared dropped to a seat first, Jensen took that as an invitation. Jared was a big guy, and it was mean to make him squish up so Jensen could sit down too. The best solution was obviously to sit on him instead and build upwards instead of outwards.
Jensen?
Jensen looked down at him from where he was sitting astride Jared's lap.
We're like a people skyscraper.
Okay, Jared said, taking a swig of his beer. Jensen was sort of jealous of his beer bottle.
How much have you had to drink?
Lots, Jensen said happily, enjoying the buzz of the alcohol.
I survived my first week at work, and I didn't sleep with Chad or punch out a badger. I get to celebrate. You're gonna feel like shit tomorrow,
Jared pointed out, and Jensen clapped a hand over his mouth.
Shh.
He could feel Jared smile against his hand and lowered it again so he could talk.
You know, you're kind of handsy when you're drunk.
Sitting on someone's lap totally didn't count as being handsy, and Jensen protested.
Not handsy. Uh-huh.
Jared looked down to where Jensen's hands were resting on his chest.
Not handsy at all.
Shush, Jensen said again, but reluctantly took his hands off Jared's chest to get a better look at the design on his tee.
That's awesome.
Jared looked pleased.
This is what I keep telling people.
Unable to take his eyes off the shirt, and by extension Jared's chest, which also looked excellent, Jensen tilted his head and laughed.
So all rainbows are a product of gay unicorn sex? Don't tell me you fell for that bullshit about leprechauns and pots of gold, Jared teased. At the end of every rainbow, there are unicorns getting laid.
Resting his arm on Jared's shoulder, Jensen tapped idly at his chest.
We probably shouldn't tell that version in pediatrics. I think kids are supposed to learn about sex through the birds and the bees, not through gay unicorns with rainbow jizz.
Raising his beer bottle in agreement, Jared took a swig and said,
You make a good point.
Jensen nodded.
I am full of good points.
Missing the feel of Jared's chest under his hands, he pointed to the two interlocking unicorns and asked,
Which one are you?
What?
Which unicorn are you?
Jensen said again. He suspected that Jared had been drinking if he couldn't understand simple unicorn-based questions.
Are you the top unicorn or the bottom unicorn?
He knelt up and reached over to grab a pen off the table behind the couch as Jared asked.
I gotta pick one?
Yes, Jensen said before considering the shirt again and making his decision.
I want to be the bottom unicorn. I'm good with being on top, Jared said.
He didn't sound very certain, but the top unicorn looked like it was enjoying itself, so Jensen had no compunctions about writing Jared's name on it before adding his own name to the unicorn on the bottom, and then sitting back to admire his handiwork.
Awesome.
Thanks.
You're welcome,
Jensen said cheerfully. He was pretty sure there was something else he was supposed to be doing with Jared while he was sitting on his lap, but as he cuddled in close to try to remember, he heard a familiar song start up from the speakers across the room.
Oh man, I love this.
He sat up quickly but cringed when he managed to knock his head against Jared's jaw as he went.
Shit, shit, shit.
He tilted Jared's head back to check out the injury.
Fuck, man, I'm sorry. Are you okay? Bit my tongue,
Jared said with a wince.
Okay. You sure?
His jaw didn't look injured, but Jensen liked Jared's jaw and wanted to look after it.
I'm sorry.
He pressed a kiss to the red mark on Jared's jaw but wrote Jared's sudden stillness off as a delayed reaction to the accidental headbutt.
You should stay here, okay? He said when he pulled back. I'm a doctor. I am very trustworthy. You headbutted me, Jared said with a smile. Accidentally, Jensen stressed. And I fixed you afterwards. I'm a very good doctor. Hate to break it to you, champ, but that's old news.
Jared said easily. I'm okay, man, really.
No,
Jensen said firmly. Head injuries were bad and led to death and other not happy side effects, and he didn't want a dead Jared.
You stay here and don't die. I have to go dance.
With a final pat to the chest and a kiss to the jaw, Jensen dismounted and wandered away to join the crowd of people singing along loudly to the village people. When he glanced over, Jared hadn't moved from the couch, and Jensen told himself that the butterflies in his stomach were only there because he was medically concerned about Jared's injury, not because he missed the feeling of being cuddled up against his very professional colleague. The first thing Jensen saw when he woke up the next morning was a wall of whiteness. After a brief moment of panic that he'd died and gone to some kind of white, shiny heaven, Jensen knocked his knee against the wall and finally caught on to the fact that he was apparently in the bath. He squeezed his eyes shut with a groan and tried to piece together how he'd ended up in a bathtub, but his brain just laughed at his misfortune and refused to provide any useful information. His tongue felt furry from not brushing his teeth before he passed out. His breath smelled of an unpleasant combination of alcoholic drinks, and his clothes were crumpled and dirty after the party and the night spent in the bathtub. Counting the fact that he was wearing clothes as a happy miracle, Jensen opened his eyes and tried to roll over, but let out a yelp when he collided with the solid body behind him. The body reached out an arm to pat him sleepily on the head, and Jensen slumped back down with a groan when he heard Misha's tired instruction, "Go back to sleep, Pumbaa." Confused by why he was being called the name of a cartoon warthog, Jensen propped himself up on an elbow and surveyed the scene as best as he could. He and Misha were crammed together in the bath, both fully clothed and half asleep, and Jensen rubbed his eyes as he muttered, "How did my life turn into a Keisha video?" Misha managed a sleepy shrug and reached down to grope Jensen's ass.
"Yep, you're feeling like P. Diddy."
"How do you even know what P. Diddy's ass feels like?" Jensen asked, testing out the range of movement in his limbs. His neck was kind of stiff from the whole bathtub situation, but he was surprised to find that he didn't feel all that hungover. Misha mumbled an unintelligible response that may or may not have involved the term party boat, but Jensen ignored it in favor of pulling himself out of the bath and swaying a little as he headed out of the bathroom. There was a sock hanging on the door of his bedroom, which meant that picking up some fresh clothes wasn't really an option, so he settled for going back down to the bathroom to brush his teeth, take a piss, and switch his contacts for his backup glasses before heading downstairs in search of other people and/or breakfast.
"Hello?"
There was no response, so he called again louder.
"Hello? Anyone awake down there?"
He heard a groan from the kitchen and jogged in there to greet Danielle, who was leaning against the counter in her pajamas, with a cup of coffee in one hand and a spatula in the other.
"Hey."
She eyed him mutinously.
"If you don't shut the fuck up, I am going to use this to slice your head off."
Jensen frowned but lowered the volume as he asked,
"Are you going to slice my head off with the spatula or with the coffee cup?"
"Both." She shook her messy hair out of her face and then winced as the movement did nothing to help her very obvious hangover. "Can I evict you for being loud and awake when I'm this hungover?"
"You could," Jensen said, reaching over to drop some bread in the toaster. "But then you'd have to have another moving out party, and then you'd be even more hungover."
"Touché." She took a sip of coffee and blinked her eyes open wider. "How the fuck are you functioning this early? You were drunk off your ass last night." Jensen flashed her a smarmy grin.
"Guess I can hold my liquor better than you."
She flipped him off. "Where did you end up sleeping last night?"
"Bathtub," Jensen said, still not sure how that happened. "Misha's still in there in case you need to use the bathroom, by the way. Who's in my room?"
"No one,"
she said with a yawn. "I put a sock on the door to make people think it was occupied so that you could have somewhere to sleep, but I think I forgot to tell you that. My bad." Jensen smiled and ran a hand through his hair.
"Talk about forgetting things. You don't remember what I did last night, do you?"
Danielle raised her eyebrows. "You don't remember?" Suddenly feeling worried, Jensen dumped his toast into a mostly clean plate and said defensively,
"I didn't sleep with anyone, unless you count platonic spooning in the bath with Misha, but I don't really know how I got from being downstairs to sharing a bathtub with another guy. The last thing I remember was having a Taylor Swift hoedown with Chad."
His shoulders slumped.
"Please tell me I didn't hit on Chad when I was drunk."
"You didn't hit on Chad when you were drunk," Danielle said helpfully. "But apparently, you really, really like kissing." It was true. Jensen really did like kissing, but the confident tone to Danielle's voice was not reassuring.
"Oh, fuck, did we?"
She smirked and took another swallow of her coffee. "If it helps. You were a pretty good kisser. You did try to lick my nose at one point, but we were both drunk, and I didn't hate it." Jensen dropped to a seat at the table and put his head in his hands.
"Oh, God."
He looked up at her.
"I'm sorry, I'm gay, and I don't kiss women, and I definitely don't kiss coworkers who just invited me to live with them as a platonic non-kissing roommate."
Holding the spatula and coffee in one hand, Danielle massaged her temples with her free hand. "Apologize quieter. Actually, don't apologize at all." She gave him a small, tired smile. We were both drunk enough to think that a casual makeout session was appropriate. It wasn't like you took advantage of me or anything, so as far as I'm concerned, we can forget it ever happened. She wrinkled her nose. Well, I can forget it ever happened. You can just never remember it at all.
Thank you, Jensen said with genuine gratitude.
He took a large bite of toast, feeling like a weight had been lifted off his shoulders, and relaxed back in his chair with the question.
How was your night? Did you have fun?
A knowing smile played on Janiel's lips. It was good. I'm paying for it this morning, but yeah, I had fun.
By fun, I'm guessing you mean sex, Johnson said with a grin. That's definitely an I got laid smile.
Janiel rolled her eyes. Oh, please, it could be an I just ate a really satisfying bagel smile.
Come on, that was definitely a sex smile. No one gets that much satisfaction from bagels.
Fine, she said with fake reluctance. I might have hooked up with someone last night.
Who?
He was cut off by the sound of someone clearing their throat and spun around to see Jake standing in the kitchen doorway, looking disheveled and anxious. Jensen glanced back at Danielle in disbelief.
You and Abel?
Danielle didn't say anything, and Jensen looked around when Jake addressed him. Dr. Ackles, I need to say something. Jensen stared at him in bewilderment, but Jake pressed on. I think last night was a mistake. I'm straight, and even though I find you very attractive when you're wearing a cowboy hat and trying to lasso people with red vines, I don't think this relationship is ever going to go anywhere. I'm sorry, it's not you, it's me. Are you going to be okay? Of all the things Jensen never expected to hear, a breakup speech from Jake Abel was pretty high on that list. He looked helplessly at Daniil, who kept drinking her coffee with a smirk, and then looked back at Jake.
Okay, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Jake seemed relieved as he wandered over to lean against the counter near Daniil. Thank you for understanding. You're a great kisser, but I... Jensen's eyebrows shot up.
I kissed you?
Well, yeah, Jake said as though it was obvious. What did you think I was talking about? Jensen floundered for a response, but came up blank.
I kissed you. How? Seriously?
Seriously, Jake said, now sounding kind of hurt, and Jensen nearly sighed in relief when Danielle stepped in. Don't take it personally, sweetie, she advised. Jensen spent the night in the bath with Misha and doesn't remember much of how he got there. Just count the amnesia as a win and move on. Intending to protest her phrasing, sure, he had been in the bath with Misha, but they'd been dry and clothed, so it didn't count. Jensen found himself getting stuck on the first sentence.
Wait, sweetie?
Danielle shrugged. I told you I hooked up last night. She leaned over to give Jake a good morning kiss on the lips, and Jensen put his head in his hands as he tried to process everything that had happened that morning.
God, please let me wake up now. I don't like this dream.
Pulling away from Jake, Danielle raised an eyebrow. Do your dreams normally involve me and Jake sleeping together? Jensen sighed.
I give up. I'm going to take advantage of my non-existent hangover to go get a hot dog from 7-Eleven and deal with the fact that I turned into an amnesiac kiss slut when I'm drunk.
Danielle opened her mouth, but he continued.
And if you make a hot dog joke right now, I will have a nervous breakdown and kill you in your sleep with an ice cream scoop.
Danielle's mouth snapped shut, and Jensen got to his feet, deciding that anyone else who was pathetic enough to be buying a hot dog from 7-Eleven at 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning would just have to deal with him looking like a hobo. Grabbing a couple of small bills from the jar on top of the microwave, he paused in the doorway before heading out.
Wait, why are you holding a spatula?
I was going to make pancakes, she said, holding up the spatula as though seeing it for the first time. The spatula was step one, but my head hurts like a motherfucker, and I don't want to do any more steps. I like my spatula.
I hope you two are very happy together, Jensen said with a smirk. I'll be back in an hour. If you get Misha out of the bathtub and out of the house before then, I'll do all the laundry for the next week.
Danielle saluted. On it. Now go eat some hot dogs and stop taunting me with your complete lack of any hangover, asshole. Grinning, Jensen took her advice and headed out into the morning sunshine. Sure, he might have been involved in more than one inappropriate kiss last night, but he must have been a crime-fighting nun or something in a past life because hangover karma was definitely on his side. Jensen made it approximately halfway to the 7-Eleven before the world ended. Rationally, he knew the world wasn't actually ending, but there was something undeniably apocalyptic about the impact of a delayed reaction hangover. One minute he was walking along happily, pondering whether he wanted one hot dog or two, and then the next minute his head felt like it was being eaten by a hungry zombie, his internal organs seemed to be waging a violent internal war somewhere around his kidneys, and the toast he'd eaten back at the house was seconds away from putting in a reappearance. Hangover karma was a cruel, cruel mistress. Figuring that he could make it to 7-Eleven without upchucking all over the sidewalk, Jensen picked up the pace as much as he could, but quickly came to a halt against a fence when his stomach rolled in warning. His head throbbed unpleasantly, and deciding that standing upright was way too taxing, Jensen dropped to his ass on the edge of the sidewalk and put his head between his knees with a self-pitying groan as a car roared past, sending shockwaves of dizziness through Jensen's entire body. He was never, ever making out with straight people again if this was his punishment. Hating everything ever, Jensen fumbled for his cell, opting to surrender the last of his dignity in favor of texting Danielle and getting her to come rescue him from his brain-eating death hangover. It was surprisingly painful to open his eyes, but he squinted through the lenses of his glasses to type out a text.
Dying. Send help.
He was thumbing through his contacts to find Danielle's number. Why did he know so many people with C names, dammit? When he heard the deep growl of a car and someone yelling, Jensen? Jen? Looking up required too much effort, and Jensen rested his head on his knees with a groan of complaint. The person got closer, and much to Jensen's chagrin, the noise didn't get quieter.
Jensen? You okay?
Jensen growled in disapproval, and then whimpered pathetically when the growl just made him feel worse.
Loud noises.
He felt hands resting on his upper arms, and he finally forced himself to look up when the guy said good-naturedly,
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Somehow, it wasn't all that reassuring to know that of all the people in all the world, Jared Padalecki had to be the one to find him sitting by the side of the road and wishing for death.
How are you here?
Jared smiled at him.
Well, they have these things called cars now. Shut up, Jensen muttered. You're a crappy rescuer. I guess I could sweep you off your feet, Jared suggested, but I don't think that would be too welcome right now. Bullshit. You couldn't sweep me off my feet. I am manly, grrr.
He added for good measure. Nothing was more demonstrably manly than random growls.
Is that a bet? No, Jensen said firmly. No betting. I will throw up on you like an angry toddler if you try to pick me up.
Chuckling, Jared crouched down to put his arms around his back.
Come on, kiddo, let's get you off the streets before someone tries to buy a blowjob.
Groaning, Jensen let Jared help him to his feet and leaned on him shamelessly as they walked over to where Jared's truck was parked.
I'm older than you,
he said, still dealing with the difficult task of putting one foot in front of the other.
And I'm not a hooker. Sometimes I kiss lots of people when I'm drunk, but I don't think they pay for it.
Easing him into the car, Jared jogged around to the driver's side and gunned the engine as he asked,
So you remember that from last night? I don't remember much of last night. Danielle filled me in, though,
Jensen said, pressing his head against the leather of the seat, enjoying the way the car smelled of Jared.
Apparently I made out with her, and then I made out with Jake, and then they made out with each other. I feel like I was accidentally in a threesome.
Jared eased the car out into the road, and Jensen yawned loudly.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, Jared said, and Jensen was happy to hear that he sounded sincere.
It was a good night.
He glanced over at Jensen.
I know hobo jokes are getting old now, but seriously, how did you end up sitting on the sidewalk in last night's clothes?
Jensen looked down at himself. In hindsight, his decision not to change had probably been a bad call.
I thought I was okay, he explained lamely. I mean, I woke up, got out of the bath, ate some toast, and felt fine, so I figured I'd head out to grab some food. Then the hangover happened.
He curled his fingers into claws and mimed a pouncing movement, now feeling a little less nauseous. Jared nodded sympathetically.
That sucks ass. Delayed reaction hangovers are a bitch.
Jensen's gaze dropped down to the door, and he cocked his head when he saw a rolled-up ball of blue material in the compartment.
What's that?
Nothing, Jared said quickly. I stayed over at Chad's last night, and I brought a fresh shirt to wear home. That's just the one from last night.
Boy Scout,
Jensen muttered, only slightly bitter that Jared had managed to be more presentable and organized than he was.
Hey, can I borrow it? I'm pretty sure I smell really gross right now, and I don't want to stink out your car.
He reached for the shirt and started pulling off his own as Jared stammered,
Sure, yeah, you probably smell better than I did last night, though.
Jensen shrugged, pulling on the oversized shirt and sighing happily.
I like the way you smell.
Jared coughed.
Thank you? You're welcome,
he replied cheerfully. Jared's clothes were apparently a very good hangover cure.
Where are we going? Are you kidnapping me?
Yes, Jared deadpanned. I have a lair and everything. Jensen thought the idea of a lair sounded cool, but he was prevented from asking if Jared also had a dragon when he continued.
No, I was just heading to 7-Eleven for some hot dogs. I can drop you back at your place first if you want. Hot dogs.
It was more of a purr than an actual statement, and so Jensen added to clarify,
I endorse the hot dog message.
Jared grinned, slowing down to pull the car into the parking lot.
I thought you would.
He swung his truck into a space and killed the engine.
Can you walk okay?
Jensen nodded.
Your truck has magical healing properties. Someone should do studies.
They already did, Jared said, climbing out of the truck and walking into the 7-Eleven at Jensen's side.
Yeah, it turns out that it's the long-lost truck relative of Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. The Tooth Fairy was hooking up with Optimus Prime on the side. Does that make you Shia LaBeouf?
Yep. He looked at Jensen with a grin as they wandered down the aisle towards a hot dog counter. I'd say you'd make an awesome Megan Fox, but that shirt probably needs to be a little tighter before you could pull that off.
Not enough cleavage?
Jensen teased, but his eyes widened when he looked down at the shirt in question.
Holy shit!
Plastering his hands over his chest, he stared at Jared in dismay.
Why didn't you tell me I was wearing the gay unicorn shirt?
He peeked behind his hands again.
And fuck, why did someone write my name on this thing?
Okay, first, you dressed yourself, Jared said, not looking as appalled by the unicorn shirt as Jensen was. However, Jared had been the one to spend the money on a shirt involving gay unicorns fucking on a rainbow, so Jared's judgment clearly wasn't that sound.
And second, you were the one who named them.
Oh, Jensen said, surprised, before looking down at the shirt again. The unicorn sex looked pretty acrobatic from this angle.
Oh.
Now half recalling the feel of Jared's chest under his hands, Jensen froze as more and more of his memory started to come back to him, filling in the blanks from the night before. He remembered talking to Chad about Dracula, then sitting on Jared's lap and writing on his shirt, and shit, headbutting him in the jaw.
Fuck, is your face okay?
It's fine, Jared said, looking at him with concern as Jensen tried to deal with all of this new information. He remembered kissing Jared on the jaw, and then getting up to dance to some really terrible songs, then deciding that Daniil looked like Miley Cyrus, and what Miley Cyrus needed most in the world was a sassy gay friend in the form of Jensen. Jensen didn't think of himself as particularly sassy when he was sober, so he blamed that on the alcohol. He then remembered thinking that it was a great idea for the sassy friend to be more sassy and less gay and to make out with Daniil, and then to be less sassy and more gay and make out with Jake, who may or may not have been cast as one of the Jonas Brothers in this scenario. He remembered having a glass of water put into his hand and a big, warm arm tucked around his shoulders as Jared led him outside to cool down. He remembered lying out on the grass as they stared up at the stars and pointed out cartoon characters, sexual positions, and cartoon characters in sexual positions. And he remembered the feel of Jared's lips against his own as he finally got over his first weak nerves and kissed him. There was more after that, presumably something involving Misha in a bathtub, but Jensen figured it was better forgotten as he looked up at Jared in shock.
I kissed you?
Jared ducked his head and looked embarrassed as he shrugged it off.
It sounds like you kissed a lot of people, man.
No, Jensen protested, then reconsidered.
Okay, yeah, but I didn't mean to kiss them.
Jared raised his eyebrows, but a tiny, hopeful smile tugged at the corner of his lips.
But you meant to kiss me? Yes.
Jensen gestured emphatically to his shirt, which was possibly the most obvious sign ever that he was into him.
See?
Jared tilted his head.
You want to fuck me like a mythical animal?
Jensen rolled his eyes, and when Jared stepped in closer with a grin,
I'm kidding. I thought you were drunk, dude. I like writing on things with Sharpies when I'm drunk.
Jensen looked at his tee again.
I wrote on this with Sharpie? Shit, I'm sorry for ruining your shirt.
I'll cope, Jared said easily.
So it wasn't just you being drunk? No, Jensen promised. I know I made some bad calls last night, but kissing you wasn't one of them. I wanted to ask you out all week, but then everything happened with Chad and Daniil and the chief, and so I figured I should wait, you know? I didn't want to rush into something in my first week at a new job and fuck it up with you forever. But then it was the weekend, and you were there, and you looked really, really good, and you smelled great, and your hands... So you kissed me.
Jared filled in with a sheepish smile.
I think I remember that part.
He ran a hand through his hair and bit his lip.
So what happens now?
Smiling, Jensen rested his hands on Jared's hips and licked his lips purposefully.
I was hoping we could try the kissing thing again. You know, if you want to.
Jared chuckled.
Trust me, man, I want to. I was almost chasing the chief off with a stick when he started hitting on you yesterday.
Jensen probably shouldn't have found that as romantic as he did.
Really? I thought you just had strong feelings about Pop-Tarts.
Jared laughed, giving Jensen's hip a soft squeeze.
I can't decide which of us sucks more at this. We can work at not sucking, Jensen said hopefully, or just sucking in a better context, possibly in unison.
Jared leaned in closer, his nose almost touching Jensen's as he mumbled, low and playful,
So I'm going to kiss you before you start planning any more complicated positions, that okay?
Staring up at Jared, Jensen couldn't do much more than nod and then close his eyes as Jared caught his mouth in a kiss. Jared's lips were dry but soft,
and Jensen felt him smile against him as he curled his hand tighter around his hip and tilted his head up a little more until they found the perfect angle to slant their lips together. It was slow and steady, a whole new territory opening up to be explored, and Jensen didn't think he'd ever get tired of having Jared pressed up against him like this. Sliding his fingers through Jared's hair, Jensen licked teasingly at his lips until some of the nervous tension left Jared's body, and he tilted his head back willingly when Jared parted his lips just enough to let his tongue slip out to curl against Jensen's. Deciding this was already better than the enjoyably messy kiss the previous night, Jensen let out a quiet moan of encouragement, but blinked in surprise when Jared pulled back, looking flushed but satisfied.
We probably shouldn't do this here.
Glancing around at the happily rotating hot dogs and the wall of Cheetos, Jensen figured that Jared was right. The 7-Eleven wasn't the best place to indulge in possibly life-changing kisses. Still riding the high of the kiss anyway, he stepped back and tried to keep the dopey grin off his face as he said,
"I'd say we should go back to your place, but after what happened last night, I probably shouldn't put out yet."
Jared smiled that really attractive smile of his, and Jensen did his best not to leap on him right there.
"Maybe after the first date?"
Jared thought for a second.
"If I buy you a hot dog, does this count as a date?"
"Hell yes," Jensen said quickly.
"If I go buy a giant Slurpee with two straws, does that count as a second date?"
"Obviously."
With a final fist bump of agreement, they took off in opposite directions to retrieve their breakfasts, and when they both paid and ended up by the exit at the same time, Jensen figured that this level of coordination could only lead to a long and fruitful relationship. They made it back to the car with only one pause for more kissing. PDAs in the parking lot were totally more socially acceptable than PDAs by the hot dog counter, and Jensen settled into the passenger seat before watching in appreciation as Jared took a long gulp of the Slurpee followed by an indecently large bite of his hot dog.
"Jesus Christ, how big is your mouth?"
Jared chomped down on the hot dog and beamed.
"I'll give you a practical demonstration later."
He paused for a second, and Jensen frowned when he laughed for no apparent reason. Slightly concerned by the random laughter, and not wanting it to happen during sex, a guy could get a complex. He swallowed down his own bite of hot dog and asked,
"What's up? Is my fly open or something?"
"What? No," Jared reassured, and Jensen was satisfied with the way his eyes stayed fixed on his crotch for a moment too long.
"I just didn't expect this to happen, that's all. I thought Chad would wear you down, or the chief would swoop in and snatch you up, or, I don't know, you'd see Danielle walking around in her underwear and spontaneously turn straight. Trust me, Jensen, I wasn't laughing at you. It was more of a holy shit, I'm the luckiest guy alive laugh."
Jensen smiled, flattered but surprised, and teased,
"In case you haven't noticed, I'm pretty psyched about this too, man."
As if to demonstrate his point, Jared took another bite of his hot dog, and Jensen tried to stifle a groan.
"Now can we please go back to your place and do it like they do on the..."
He thought about his t-shirt and crinkled his nose in confusion.
"Which network has shows about unicorns fucking?"
Pulling out of the parking lot, Jared said with a shrug,
"It depends. Are we talking about crime-solving unicorns, angsty teen unicorns with daddy issues, or undead unicorns?"
Despite being intrigued by the prospect of zombie unicorns, Jensen said,
"None of the above. Just regular rainbow-making gay unicorns."
"Then we're on BBC America," Jared said, without a moment's hesitation.
"There'd be one of those really serious British voiceovers that tells you what's happening every second, you know, in case anyone missed the super obvious unicorn sex." "I'm glad you've given this so much thought," Jensen said,
eating the rest of his hot dog and feeling his headache start to fade out for good.
"Are we..."
He cleared his throat and tried to sound casual.
"Did you still want to be the top unicorn?"
Jared looked over at the t-shirt with a lopsided grin.
"Hey, he looks like he's enjoying himself. I'm not complaining."
Turning the corner, he rested his arm on the center console, and Jensen reached out to link their fingers together as Jared said,
"Anyway, it's not like this is going to be a one-off event, right?"
He squeezed Jensen's hand and grinned.
"I'm down with trying everything at least once."
Quietly thrilled at the confirmation that there was going to be a sex-filled future to this relationship, Jensen squeezed Jared's hand in return and reached over to take a gulp of their Slurpee, leaving the second straw untouched on the dash as they drove on home. Experimental unicorns were definitely a step up from irate badgers. The end.